It's a bird. It's a plane. Well, actually, it could be a flying car. Let's talk about it. I'm Leanna Byrne, and good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Marketplace Morning Report, and we're coming to you live from the BBC World Service. Now, having led the revolution of electric vehicles, China is now hoping to take traffic to the sky because a Chinese company, Hebei Jianqin Flying Car Technology, has bought the tech behind a flying car that was originally developed and test flown in Eastern Europe. The BBC's Zoe Kleinman is on this one. Hi, Zoe.
Hi.
Zoe, just first of all, tell me, flying cars, like really flying cars?
You know, it sounds so fantastic, doesn't it? And yet it's not as far off as you might think. This particular product is called the Air Car, and it looks like a slightly unconventional car, I suppose, until it gets onto an airport runway. And within about 2 minutes, these long wings kind of come out of it and sort of raise up and then come down alongside it. And the spoiler that's on the back of it extends. And suddenly it looks a lot more like an aircraft than a car. And then it zips off down the runway, takes flight, lands at the other end, and can drive, you know, straight off the runway into the nearest city. It's been tested. Now, there's only one that exists at the moment. It's a prototype, but it has had successful flights. It's been certified in Slovakia, where it was developed, as being airworthy. And now the tech has been sold to this Chinese firm, which wants to manufacture them for use in a specific part of China. Now, it wouldn't tell me which region of China that was, although the company that's bought it is based in the south. And it also wouldn't tell me how much money had changed hands for this tech. I mean, can you imagine if it was mass market, the chaos that we would have at airports? But some countries like the UK are saying, actually, we could have the first flying taxis taking off here in the next 2 years, in 2026.
That's crazy, isn't it? I can't imagine air traffic could be in our skies at some point. But Zoe, what are the plans? Are we going to see this Chinese company then maybe making these cars and expanding them and selling them at some point?
We have seen China do this before. China really sort of gunned for the electric car market and has become a global market leader. It's telling that it's bought up this European technology. This company that made the air car is called Kleinvision, based in Slovakia. And they told me that it's not the first Slovakian air manufacturer that this firm has acquired. But there is a lot of innovation going on in this space. And the advantages of it, of course, if it does work out, is that it cuts your journey time by so much. There was a test flight of another drone-like taxi, if you like, in China last month, which completed what would have taken us 3 hours in a car, a journey between two cities, in 20 minutes.
Really interesting. Zoe Kleinman, thank you so much for joining us on Marketplace.
Thank you for having me.
Now let's do the numbers. Japan warned it might have to take action to control its currency, the yen, after it fell to its lowest level against the dollar in about 34 years. And elsewhere, France and Brazil say they're investing in a program worth $1.1 billion aimed at protecting the Amazon rainforest. Let's talk about China again, because China's leaders are trying to find ways to battle what many economists have described as a demographic ticking time bomb. The country's population is aging and shrinking. The BBC's Laura Bicker reports.
At the back of morning exercise class, Grandma Fen and her friends are giggling and gossiping like schoolgirls. They live together in one of China's flagship elderly care homes in the south of the country. She's decided to pay for long-term care rather than rely on her son.
I'm more open-minded. There are few people of the same age who think like us, and it seems we care more about enjoying life. But I thought it through. I give my house to my son. All we need is our two pension cards.
The home is partly funded by private companies, so that could help out local governments who are deep in debt. But after the pandemic, the home is currently running at a loss, so Beijing does need other ideas.
So we've come to the north of China, to Liaoning province. The reason we've come here is because it has the highest percentage of elderly in the whole of China.
Former digger operator Tang Guo, he looks after six residents. She grows all her own crops. The animals, too, are dinner.
Oh, these look beautiful.
She's tapping into the need to find solutions for the large elderly population in this province.
It's really tough without a pension in rural areas. just see that 85-year-old man. He doesn't have a pension, relying entirely on his son and daughter. His son pays 1 month, his daughter pays next month, but they need to live too. Now I have to pay my pension every month, even if I don't eat or drink.
But for some, retirement will never be an option. In a village nearby, we find farmer Han Chao Sa and his wife collecting firewood to heat their home. Come inside. It's cold, she tells us.
Do you have a pension?
No, I don't have a pension. What can I do? I guess I will become a burden for my children. They will need to look after me.
Like much of rural China, there are very few young people left here to look after the old, especially after decades of a policy allowing couples to only have one child. The rising ranks of the elderly are causing a dramatic imbalance, which threatens the future of the world's second largest economy. In China, I'm the BBC's Laura Bicker for Marketplace.
And that's it from the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. My producers today were Naomi Rainey and Andrew Strachan. I'm Leanna Byrne. Have a great day and thanks for listening.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.